Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
We are in Parashat Ki Tisa. It's interesting that the parasha starts with something that really happened at the end of the parasha, after the golden calf sin. And we're starting with counting Am Yisrael, but the way it's written is very interesting. וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, כי תישא את ראש בני ישראל לפיקודיהם. What is כי תישא? What have you got in the translation?
When you this
is again one of the places that the translation cannot translate it in the proper way. What's written here is Ki Tisa. Tisa is raise up, and Rosh is a head. When you raise up the head, and of course, we're talking here about counting. So that's why all the translation that you see is going to get to this point of counting Am Yisrael. But the real truth is that the way the Torah is describing it is not exactly the normal way. Because Ki Tisa is not a way of telling us, count Am Yisrael. You will raise the heads of Am Yisrael. That's what's written here. And then talking about counting. So why is the Torah using this special way of telling us about counting Am Yisrael?
You cannot.
When you sin and you feel bad, where do you look? Where is your head?
Down.
You look down. You feel ashamed.
I know. I look through to find other problems, to blame other people.
There are some people that do this. Yes, you're right. But normally you will feel ashamed that you sinned and you will take your head down. What is the problem when you take your head down? The problem is that when you're depressed, how do you function? Good or bad? Do you function at all? Sometimes not. Because if when you're depressed, the only thing you want to do is nothing.
Go to sleep.
Nothing. Yetzer Hara waits for those moments. When you do a mistake, and when you sin, not enough he made you sin, he now is trying to take your head down that you won't do anything good. That you will go on down to earth. An animal. Where is the head of the animal normally?
Down.
Looking? Down. In other words, if I look down, I am lowering myself to the level of an animal. Motara adam min ha-behema. We are not animals. In a minute we'll get into the sin of the golden calf, which was a terrible sin. And the feeling after Am Yisrael realized what they did was terrible. And this is exactly the point where the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, raise their heads up. Don't let them stay down. Even if you sinned, you're still a human being. You can do tshuva and you can go on doing mitzvahs. The lesson here is a big lesson. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter at what level you are. Never ever forget that you are a human being with a brain and with a connection to God. And that's the reason that even when if you are at the, let's say, the most terrible situation, in the worst times of your life, you always should remember God is with you. And you have here in the head the neshama, which is a part of God. Raise up your head and move up. Move on. That's the first lesson before we go to the story of what is happening with the golden calf. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו.
אמן.
Okay.
It's not an yes. easy thing.
No, not at all. That's why...
Because if you're in a situation yes. where you're being depressed, being forced to depress,
yeah.
it's not an easy thing.
Of course
thing.
Not.
You, that's why many of them said, where is God?
That's exactly about that. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is getting... You have to understand, this is exactly happening after Am Yisrael sinned in a terrible sin. They feel bad. And as we said... This is the moment where the leader has to come and help the people get up on their feet. That's exactly the point, because it's not easy. You see, sometimes the easiest way out is... Or even worse. Those who don't believe, go up to the 20th floor and jump.
When I make a mistake, I say silently, "Tehilim shirah ma'alot mi'mamakim kaltiha Hashem, Hashem shimah b'kol tiyin aznach kashuot
l'kol
tachanonai."
Very good.
Im avonot tishmach ka mi'yamod.
Okay, you see, mi'yamod. Very good. Im avonot tishmach ka mi'yamod. God wants us to do tshuva. God wants us to come back to Him, and it doesn't matter what we did 2 minutes ago. Because God is our Father. And a father loves his children. Now, let's understand what really was the sin, who sinned, and what was the punishment. So first of all, the story is that we are... There are a lot of other things in the parasha, but I want to make a point of what was really happening with this golden calf, because it's something that is, it's very hard to understand. Because 2 minutes ago, they received the Torah from Kodesh Baruch Hu, they heard the Kodesh Baruch Hu talking with them, and now they worship idols. So let's see how the story begins. Moshe Rabbeinu is going up to bring the Torah.
I want to ask you, a lack of emunah, is that a sin?
Sorry?
If one doesn't have enough emunah, is that a sin?
You cannot call it a sin, but you have to make your emunah stronger. You have to work on it. You see, as long as we work on the right way, it's not a sin. We might be at a lower level, and we have the responsibility to climb up. That's like we talked about the dream of the ladder. The angels are going up and down. Because in life, sometimes you have ups and sometimes you have downs. But as long as you're on the ladder, it's okay. In other words, even if you sinned, and even if you did something terrible, as long as you know that you are still connected to God, you are on the right way. We are human beings. We sin sometimes. What can we do? And that's the reason that God is telling us. Yes, you have this fight with Yetzer Hara, and it's a hard fight, and sometimes it's almost impossible to win the fight. But as long as you know it, and you know that deep inside you, the real truth is that you want to be connected to God, you are still on the ladder. And if you are still on the ladder, as we said, הסולם מוצב ארצה, he's down on earth, וראשו מגיע השמיימה. As long as you're on the ladder, your head is there. Your head is in heaven. And that's what we must always remember. It doesn't matter what we do.
May I say something?
Yes.
When I notice that my emunah isn't very good, I say to myself, Avraham, 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 because Hashem told Avraham to leave Ur Kasdim and to go to Canaan, and he promised him to make him very rich. And when Avram came to Canaan, there was a famine, and he didn't lose his emunah in God. He had full trust in God.
Exactly. Exactly. Very good. That's exactly what we have to do. We have to understand and realize that God is with us all the time. And now, here we have to understand what exactly happened here. So the first thing that we see, after Moshe Rabbeinu is going up, Vaya perek lamed bet. Perek lamed bet, the first pasuk. Vaya ra'am, got it? Vaya ra'am ki boshesh Moshe laredet min ha'ar. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mount, Vayikael ha'am al Aaron. So the people gathered themselves together onto Aaron. And here we have the first interesting point. Am Israel, the Midrash said that Satan did a whole mix-up, and he showed them the bed of Moshe Rabbeinu going up in heaven, like he died, he's not coming. They did a mistake in the calculation. We're not going to go into it. The point is, they're standing now alone, no Moshe. They're afraid Moshe is not going to come back. He's not there anymore. So they want, what do they want?
They need a leader.
They need a leader. So what would you think? Who is, now Moshe is not there, who would you want to take his place?
Aaron.
So they go to Aaron. Okay?
Yeah.
No problem, very nice, go to Aaron. But then, look what they tell him. Vayomru elav, kum aseh lanu Elohim.
Make us a God.
Make us a God. What's going on here? There are two problems here. First of all, if they really wanted an idol, who is the right guy to ask? Aaron?
No, because
definitely not. Definitely not. He is the Kohen Gadol, is the brother of Moses. Are you going to ask him to make an idol? So we've got here, what's going on here? This is really strange. They're going to Aaron, they're not asking him to replace Moshe, but they ask him to make them a god. We're starting to understand that this golden calf sin is not so simple. I have a problem. Moshe Rabbeinu is their connection with God. Moshe Rabbeinu till now is doing everything. Whenever there's a problem, Moshe Rabbeinu is there. Suddenly he's not there. There are a few million people standing there. They don't even know if tomorrow they're going to get the man, the food from heaven. They don't know what's going to happen because they believe that everything is through Moshe Rabbeinu. Now they also know that on the Merkava, which is the, I don't know how you call it in English, how can you call it? This is the holy carriage, what they call, which is the holiest of holiest thing. One of the figures there is an ox, and pa. And that's what they really do. In other words, they definitely, at this time and moment, don't want to worship idols. Because if this is what they want, they wouldn't approach Aaron. They have a problem. But the problem is with what they do, not with their mind. Right now, the thoughts are holy. They want a replacement, or they want a connection that, let's say, is not a human being, cannot die. And by the way, in the middle of the Mishkan, in the holiest of holiest places, what do we have there? Two statues. Two statues. So there is no problem from their point of view. In the holiest place, they have it. So what's the problem? In other words, the idea is covered. Sorry?
The The Mishkan was built before.
No, 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 after. Definitely after.
While he was up in...
Definitely after. But I'm saying the idea of... We all automatically say idol worshippers. But it's not so simple. There is an opinion that says that they got the instruction before, but they build it after. But there is also an opinion that said that everything was after. Anyway, we have, a fact is that we have in the Mishkan, in the holiest place, two statues. Psalim. So in other words, it's not so abstract to think that a statue can stand and maybe be in a certain way a connection to God. Not God, chas v'chalila. They're not going to worship the stone. They're worshiping God. But they want some connection. Like we are going to shul and we daven in front of Aron HaKodesh. Oh, imagine to yourself whatever you want. But definitely, we understand that it's not a pure desire to idol worshippers. Definitely not. Because they wouldn't approach Aaron to do this. They would approach the Erev Rav, all those Egyptians that went out with them from Egypt, or those two sorcerers they had with them, that they had a big part in the golden calf. Okay. Now, what is Aaron doing? Aaron is asking them to bring all the gold that they have from the women. And in 2 minutes, they bring all the gold they've got. The men, by the way, not the women. And it's another story. And they bring it to Aaron. And he takes it. Vayikach pasuk arba, vayikach miyadam, vayatzer oto bacheret, vayaseu egel masecha. And he made it. What did he made it? What's written? He makes the golden calf. Egel Masecha.
I read once and I cannot remember the answer, but why Aaron helped them? Because it was supposed to be something worse there. This I remember that I read. And not to happen something worse that I don't know what it would happen, Aaron decided to help him. I am right. I read something like this. And because of this, he continued to be the Kohen Agadol and not Moshe.
I thought he melted the gold and it came up in the shape of a golden.
Yeah, but why he helped them? Why he told them to bring the gold?
Because 2 minutes ago they killed who? And he saw that they are at the way they act and what's going on here is if he wants to save anybody, he has to do something, or let's say to delay. Till Moshe, because he knew Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come back.
Yes.
So now his way of thinking is, I'm going to buy time, to look and do here and there till Moshe Rabbeinu will come and everything is going to be okay. Unfortunately, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come because everything like was quickly happening very quickly. But the point is that we all think that Aaron really didn't have any.
Choice?
No. He didn't have any real desire, or he didn't really intentionally do the golden calf. But here what's written?
Yeah.
That he did it. The pshat is he did it. Okay, Rashi and all that, they all say, no, he's throw it in the fire, and it was being made by itself, by maybe those two sorcerers, they throw something in, whatever. But when we look at the pshat, he did it. Now, if you think that the pshat is not a pshat, let's go to Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk 21. The same Perek, Pasuk 21. Vayomer Moshe. Have you got it?
Yeah.
Now, what's written here is quite clearly
Moshe is talking to Aaron.
What is he telling him?
What did you do?
So what did you do to these people?
Ki aveta alav chata'a gdola. You made them sin. In other words, he is blaming Aaron in what's happening. Now, what's the answer of Aaron? Does he say that I didn't do anything? No, I didn't do it? What is he saying? Vayomer Aaron, don't be angry. Al yicharaf Adoni. Ata yadata, you know the people.
They were disposed toward the Jews.
They were bad.
It's saying the people
bear. He is throwing the blame to the people. Yeah. And he's telling what he did. And here he says in Pasuk 24, ואמר אליהם, למי הזהב התפרקו ויתנו לי, who's got gold, bring, and they brought me gold, ואשליחהו ושענה, throw it into the fire, ויצא העגל הזה. And this golden calf came out. In other words, here he says, I didn't have anything to do with it. I just threw the gold into the fire, and a golden calf came out. So now we don't understand what's going on here. The Torah is telling us, Aaron did it. Moshe Rabbeinu is blaming him, why did you do it? Aaron is telling him, I just threw it into the fire, and it just happened. And then, what is Moshe telling Aaron? Pasuk 25, Vayar Moshe et ha'am ki paruahu. Moshe Rabbeinu looks at the people and see they were broken loose. Why? Kifra'o Aaron. For Aaron had let them loose. Leshmitza bekamehem. This is unbelievable. Because here again, clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu sees what's happening, and he again is blaming who? Who is he blaming?
Aaron.
We want to understand what's going on here. Did Aaron do the golden calf or not? And if he did, how is it possible? This is not logical. This is impossible. Aaron will make a golden calf. He will be the leader of idol worshippers. So what's going on here?
I've got a question. The black magicians, did they...
That's what we all know. That's what we all know. And that's what we say. But when we look at the pshat, that's not what's written. We said that there were those two musicians, they did what they did, and they really did it, but, you know, we cannot ignore the pshat. And the pshat is very clear. The people approach Aaron, he asked for the gold, he took the gold, and he threw it into the fire, and he made the golden cup.